Om Shanti. 4th July 2018, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a Karma Yogi and become fine by finishing the file of all complaints. Just as when a soul and body are combined, there is life. Similarly, let karma and yoga be combined. Not yogis who have yoga for 2 or 3 hours, but to have a yogi life. Their yoga is natural and easy. Their yoga would not break, that they would have to make effort to connect it again. They do not need to make any complaints. When you stay in remembrance, all your tasks are automatically successful. All the files of those who become fine finish, because a yogi life is a life with all attainments. So Baba is telling us, just as body and soul are combined, and when body and soul are combined, there is life. In the similar manner, karma and yoga should be combined. You are not those yogis who have yoga for 2 or 3 hours, but you have yogi life. Your yoga is natural, easy. Their yoga would not break, so that they have to make effort again. They need not to make any complaints, no faryad. When you stay in remembrance, all your tasks are automatically successful. All the files of those who become fine finish, because a yogi life is a life full of all attainments. So Baba is teaching us about karma yoga. We are not those yogis who will have yoga for few hours whilst we are doing Amrit Vela or evening yoga or at night, but throughout the day, whatever small acts, whatever small actions, whatever deeds we are doing, every one of those deeds, action, acts should convert into, should get converted into yoga. That sort of yogi we are. Our yoga should be natural, our yoga should be easy. It's not that it is breaking and we are making efforts to connect it again. And one more powerful statement here. When we stay in remembrance, all our tasks are automatically successful. So yogi is someone whose life is full of attainments, and because of this they have become refined or fine. And that's why they don't have to pay fine, all their fine finishes. So it's a very important question, how to become a karma yogi. What all things should be included during karma so that our yoga is not broken? This is the question, how to become a karma yogi. How can every action, every karma becomes a yoga? How to become a karma yogi? How to convert karma into yoga? Yeah, before that, few more things. First is Soman. When we are situated in some great Soman, when we are situated in some powerful Soman, automatically we remain soul conscious. So Soman or soul consciousness, this is an important aspect of becoming a karma yogi. Karma yogi doesn't mean to get busy so much that you have no time for waste or negative. This is not the definition of karma yogi. To remain busy is not karma yoga. This is what the definition of karma yoga is given in the world. But here, Baba tells us something more. The first and the foremost thing is become soul conscious, get situated in some higher Soman, higher consciousness, and that makes you Karma Yogi. First is this. Second thing is practicing Ruhani drills, spiritual drills. Practicing spiritual drills. This moment we have come in the body. The moment we have some time, we go out of the body, then coming back, then going out, then coming back and then going out. Sometimes going in the subtle world, sometimes going in the supreme abode, sometimes making the round of 5,000 years and coming back. So practicing spiritual drills in between, not just whilst we are doing Amrit Vela or evening yoga, but throughout the day. The moment, the more we practice spiritual drills, the more we become Karma Yogis. The third is soul conscious vision. Soul conscious vision, Atmik Drishti. This itself can become an yoga. The more we start seeing others as soul, we remain away from body consciousness. But this is a very subtle thing, and for that the important thing is to remain soul conscious. Those who are not soul conscious cannot have soul conscious vision. It's very difficult. Some amount of soul consciousness, some practice of soul consciousness should go on within. Then only we can see others as souls. So these are the three important things. First, for becoming Karma Yoga Yogi, you need to have soul conscious mind, soul consciousness, or Swaman, self-respect. Second is spiritual drills. Then your Atmik Drishti. So these are the three important things. Then there's a big list of things which we include in elevated karmas. All our karmas should be selfless. The more the amount of selfishness in karma, we drift away from Karma Yogi life. So try to make all the karmas as much as possible as selfless as possible. The other day one doctor was talking about emotional impurities. So he was telling about his practice. When patient comes and we advise him admission, there is some amount of selfishness within, that we also want that our hospital should get benefited, so that the patient gets admitted and we get some benefit, financial benefit. So some amount of selfishness always persists. What can we do to make all our karmas, all our actions, all our deeds as much selfless as possible? When the doctor was describing, I was thinking we never had any such ever. Never ever we had such a feeling that some benefit should come. We had always thought throughout till now, this was a new thing. Even though I knew this, but still when he was narrating, I thought it was an entirely new thing. Because we never ever in our dreams even had that thought. We should earn, some patients should get admitted and some benefit should be there. So for Karma Yogi, these are the three important things. And fourth is, try to become as selfless as possible. Fifth, have the feeling of Nimitta, instrument. When we have the feeling of instrument, we become Karma Yogi. It's he who is making things done through me. I am just an instrument sitting there. If he wants, he can use some other instrument. He is using my hands. He can use somebody else's hand also, if he wants. So infuse the feeling of instrument in the soul. Try to remain in that feeling of being an instrument as much as possible. So Fourth is selfless instrument. Then sixth, Srimat. The more we are on Srimat, the more we become Karma Yogi. The more we are going away from Srimat during Karma, we are less of a Karma Yogi. For Karma Yoga, sixth thing is Srimat. Try to understand Srimat as subtly as possible. Try to understand Srimat in as much depth as possible. Unpacking Srimat, reveling Srimat, understanding Srimat is the most important thing. So, Srimat. Then, stage of being Trikaldarshi. When we are situated in that stage of knower of three aspects of time or Trikaldarshi, we are Karma Yogis. When we are doing impulsive karmas without thought, without thinking, without forethought, we are invariably committing some or other blunder, mistake. So, Trikaldarshi. Then, eighth, when we are doing everything in Yad, remembrance of Baba, that every action is a action of a Karma Yoga. Yoga itself means union. Yoga means union. Yoga means yoke. Yoke means union. So, remembrance. Then, what else? When we become Karma Yogi? Karma Yogi. Sushil, when do we become Karma Yogi? How do we become Karma Yogi? Detachment. Detachment, Nyarapan. Karma Yogi doesn't mean to get too much attached to karmas. Because to get attached to karmas, then it is very difficult to get rid of that. For example, one sister is there and she loves to give speeches and she loves to give courses, and suddenly she is told, don't do this and concentrate only in kitchen or gross service. And then she becomes unhappy. So, is that a stage of Karma Yogi? Karma Yogi means not to get attached to any action. Now you are doing this, come out and do something else. You do this, come out and do something else. To remain in that stage of flux, in that stage where you can switch one karma to another without remembering the past karma, without even thinking about the past, that stage of a yogi is known as detachment. The next is last, tenth, Sakshi Bhav, detached observer. You are doing, but the moment you finish, you are detached observer. You are just observing it as if you have nothing to do with it. This stage of a yogi is known as stage of a Karma Yogi. So, in all, these are all the different points, I'll write them again, for becoming Karma Yogi. For becoming Karma Yogi, you need, what are the ways and means of becoming Karma Yogi? What Baba is saying is that for becoming, you are Karma Yogi. You are not those yogis who have yoga for 4 hours, 3 hours, but you are Nirantar Yogi, Easy Yogi, Sata Yogi. The first thing which is needed for yoga is Soman or soul consciousness. The second thing we said is Ruhani drills. The third thing is soul conscious vision, Atmic Drishti. The fourth thing is self less actions. Then instrument, Nimitta. Then Yad. Then Srimat. Then Trikaldarshi. Trikaldarshi. Then detached. And then detached observer. So these are all the things which are needed for becoming karma yogi. If any one of these things are not there, we are not karma yogi. Because in the absence of these things, what happens is, just go one by one and we will decide what happens if any one of these things are not there. When we are not soul conscious during karma yoga, we become body conscious. Opposing is body consciousness. So when body consciousness comes, vices start pouring in. Vices sneak in. These vices are very, very subtle. And when they come, and when they come, and when we fall down, we never know. So, the first thing which is needed for karma yoga is soul consciousness or soman or self-respect. And then we can remain, we can keep ourselves away from body consciousness. Second is spiritual drills. In the absence of spiritual drills, just as in the absence of physical drills, muscles become flabby, body becomes stiff, we lose that physical resilience, that flexibility of body. So this asana is very important. They keep the body flexible. In the similar manner, the spiritual asanas are very important. We keep the body in particular posture or asana or mudra of the mind. A spiritual drill. Spiritual drill is coming inside the body and going out of the body. Coming in the body, going out of the body. This practice of coming in and going out keeps us detached from the body. So spiritual drills. Then is soul conscious vision. If suppose soul conscious vision is not there and body conscious vision is there, we might get attached to somebody who is working with us, who is our seva partner. So that person, we'll start loving that person and we want that same person to be with us. The moment that person's department is changed, we are unhappy because we want him to be with us, because we feel very much at ease with that person. But is not that an attachment? Is not that an instance of body consciousness? So, soul conscious vision. Then, selfishness. If instead of selflessness, selfishness comes, then we will start hoarding wealth. We will start hoarding name, fame and glory. And we will fall from this stage of Vishwakalyan. So, selfless action. Then instrument. If the feeling of instrument is not there in karma, ego will come inside us. Ego will generate arrogance. Arrogance will make you believe that I am the doer of things. I am doing this, I am doing that. Then, yad. If things are not being done in remembrance, that is not the stage of karma yoga. We should have the feeling that it is his work. It is his tasks. I am doing his work. Just as the example of those three workers. The first is saying that I am cutting stones. I am breaking stone. The second is saying that I am earning my livelihood. And the third worker, he is swinging and dancing and zooming. And he is saying that I am building temple for God. So what I am doing? So every action should be in yad, in remembrance. Then every action should be as per Srimad. The moment we try to break Srimad and try to give happiness to somebody, that person will also become unhappy somehow or other. And we will also be unhappy. And the feeling of guilt will come inside us. That we have broken Srimad and given happiness to somebody. This is what Baba doesn't want. Then the stage of Trikaldarshi. We are acting without thinking, taking into consideration of the future result. Or the past experiences. When the only one Kaldarshi is there, ek Kaldarshi is there, or do Kaldarshi is there, knower of one aspect of time or two aspect of time, some or other blunder will occur, some mistake for which we have to repent. Then, detached. Do something and get detached. I have nothing to do with it. Helped thousands and forget that we have ever helped anybody. yogi doesn't keep the account of his good deeds. This is a spiritual account. Whatever you do is automatically saved in your account. Automatically. This is a spiritual machinery which is of karma, where whatever you do automatically gets saved in your account. Whether somebody praises you or not, whether somebody recognizes or not, whether somebody gives acknowledgement or not, regardless of all of these things, all our actions get accumulated in our accounts. So, detached. And the most important is last. Sakshi Dhav, Sakshi Drishta, detached observership. Now few more things you can add, some negative things you can add. During karma, no complaining. During karma, no sorrow. During karma, no crying business. During karma, no wilting, rusna, ruthna. During karma, not getting upset. During karma, not too much sensitive. During karma, what are the negative things which should be there, not be there? Okay, that is included in attachment. During karma, what else should not be there? Ego. Okay, that is an instrument, but yes. Then, no ego, no attachment, no sorrow, no repentance, no what? No expectations from anybody. Yeah, that's a good thing. No expect. Don't expect that others should recognize and praise me. I have done these things and this is such a good seva. And nobody has come and said to me, this was a good thing that you have done. No social media acceptance. Or no disturbance in seva. Or no disturbance by negative comments. People, whatever you do, they are going to abuse and they are going to blame and they are going to pan and they are going to criticize and cast aspersions. You know, the best of the movie which is produced, even that has got so many critics. They give their mixed reviews, which is a flawless and faultless, even for that mixed reviews. If you see the men of the world, the greatest men, there are always opposers. There's hardly any person whom people have not opposed. They always oppose. So, no disturbances. Do not get disturbed in seva. No matter what somebody says, let them say. We should not get disturbed. So, no disturbance, no complaint, no sorrow, no suffering, no repentance, no wilting, no expectations, no ego, no attachment. No, do not get disturbed, unfazed by all the negative comments. People will try to do something or other. Because they are free. What they will do? They need something, topic for discussion, for talk. Because when their gang meets, what they will discuss? They need some topic, no? So they will discuss what is the hot topic for discussion. What is the thing on agenda? And then they will have some reviews. This should be like this, this should be like that. So they enjoy such talks. Suneheri Toli, golden gang, Baba Dadi used to say. This is a golden gang which is there in every organization, which is sitting and acting as judge. They are playing the part of judge. We need to enjoy that also. Because otherwise, we learn more from slander than from praises. Praises do not teach us anything. They don't carry any nutrient. They don't provide us health. 10 people come and start praising, you are very good, you are very good, you are very good. What I have learnt? Hardly anything. And somebody says, hey, you are talking all nonsense. This is useless what you are talking. This is irrelevant. This doesn't apply. This is, you are doing something else. Now when they talk like this, then you learn something. Oh, he is your teacher. Those who are praising, what they teach? You are very good, very good, very good. What very good? I hardly learn anything. You have to learn from those who oppose you. So, what Baba is saying is to become karma yogi. There was a village, Yehudi, Jewish village, and once the angel of God descended. And in that village, two people were there. They were Nastik. Rest, everyone was Astik. Only two were atheist. Rest of them were theist. And all those theist who used to come to those synagogue, those temples, they used to pray to God. But they would complain, there is so much sorrow, there is suffering, there is it. But these two Nastik, they would never come to temple. But they would never complain also. They would never complain about anything. They were happy in their own world. Nastiks were happy, but all Astiks were unhappy. So the angel of God was asked, who will come to the kingdom of God, tell us. He said, those two Nastiks. Because I love them, because they never complained. Nastik, Nastik, because they never complained. Those atheists, they never complained. And all these theists, the believers of God, they keep on complaining and complaining and complaining, and no end to their complaining. What they complain, they go to the temple, God, give me this, give me that, you are this and you are that, and I want this, and such a thing is happening. List is so the Farishta, the Devdut says, I will, those two Nastiks, they will come to God. Because God loves those who don't complain. Om Shanti.